Republican Party, something's wrong. And I've been saying this for a long time. I've been fighting George W. Bush, as you recall, for, you know, at least 4 years, hard, especially after, you know, the beating John Kerry. And I thought, at least 4 years, finally do something about, you know, Iran. And what does George W. Bush does is he appoints Condi Rice as Secretary of State, and she starts negotiating with the European Union III. And I'm saying to myself, what a waste of time. We have lost a conservative direction in this country because the conservatives who did dominate the Republican Party no longer dominate the Republican Party. I'm not even sure they exist anymore. The Ronald Reagan direction is gone. And that's where I think, Dr. Stan, we need to go back. We need to start recovering and rediscovering, you know, what it is we should be about as conservatives. We're fighting wars we don't need to be fighting. We're having budget deficits we don't need to be having. I mean, I never thought in my life I'd live to see a $1 trillion Republican budget deficit. And we're headed there. Don't you agree?
Or maybe even more before this next year is over.
Maybe even more. I mean, the entire... The Republican Party under George W. Bush has not been a conservative party. I've been arguing, I wrote book after book, Atomic Iran, which I argued that we were abandoning Israel and that Israel was going to be left out there while we closed our eyes and let Iran build nuclear weapons, doing nothing about it to stop it, except holding meetings with the United Nations and saying, bad dogs, won't you please stop?
Well, don't you think that, you know, even though we may be very dismayed by Mr. Obama's policies, this is the best thing in the world for America because now there will be opposition and hopefully the Republicans can regain their conservative posture and stand against big deficits, which they traditionally did, and yet, of course, once they had power, they embraced them. Stand, you know, against all this expansion of government power like the Medicare drug law and the No Child Left Behind educational policies. The Republicans never should have backed those things.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think what we're facing here with the Republican Party is Republican parties. I cannot tell the difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. They spend the same. They have the same kind of objectives. They have the same kind of goals. George Bush coming out of Texas, I don't think he ever saw a Mexican illegal immigrant that he didn't embrace and love. We have, you know, I've fought this globalism for 4 years now since, you know, I wrote 2 years ago. Now I'm going to do a paperback edition of The Late Great USA because it's time for it. We need to remind people that we cannot just say to the American worker, you're too expensive. We can find a slave somewhere that can do the job cheaper than you. And that's what, you know, the Rockefeller Republicans who have wanted to dominate the Republican Party have been telling the U.S. worker now for a decade.
And, of course, the humorous thing is they say, well, we're gonna get you better jobs. We're going to retrain you.
Oh, sure.
I wonder how many of the people who've lost their jobs in the automotive industry or the textile industry or the furniture manufacturing industry or the productive industry, I wonder how many of them have been retrained into better high-paying jobs. That's hypocrisy.
Well, it's just why, look, it's why you've got Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, you know, Minnesota, all going, Iowa, all going Democratic.
Sure.
Because they don't believe anymore that the Republican Party cares at all about protecting their jobs, protecting their homes, protecting their lifestyles. They want their votes, but then they want to send their jobs off to China.
Sure. Well, because I'm not sure that Democrats are going to be any better. They may talk about being better, but I think they're going to continue the same global policy.
I don't think the Democrats will, but let's have the Democrats do that.
Sure.
While we define an alternative to it as a conservative alternative. I mean, the Democrats are certainly going to... First of all, the Democrats are the Republicans now writ large. I mean, that's the problem, is I don't see that there's not a $1 trillion spending program Obama's ever seen that he doesn't like. He likes them all.
Right.
You know, how many trillions of dollars are we going to spend? I'm reading polls where people are saying they're going to get their free gasoline and their mortgages paid for. People think the ghettos, you know, think, oh, now it's going to be happy days are here again. We're never going to have to work. We're just going to have our doubling of our welfare checks. I mean, who's going to pay for any of this?
Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of difference between the rhetoric and the reality of an Obama, presidency. Because I think all these people out there, we saw them demonstrating last night, jumping up and down in the streets, and many of them thought that, you know, the wonderful days are here. But the reality is there's no money, and Obama cannot, do what he said he's going to do. We're going to have to face the reality that we do not have the money. And, of course, if we continue spending the way we are, we're going to soon be a third-rate nation, a third-world nation, just like the countries of South America who tried to do the same thing.
Well, we're headed there. Well, the Democratic Party is on, and, in Grant Park, you've got Lebanon and Hezbollah starting to lob missiles over in Israel.
Right.
Didn't even wait a day.
Well, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Like this, your own course, as we can analyze where America's going from here. Because this could be a situation that might bring us back to where we should be.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Do you want to improve your skin's appearance but don't have the foggiest clue what you need or even what's available? Are you confused about the technical lingo surrounding beauty treatments? You've got fractionals, laser peels, IPLs, CO2s, photofacials. Confused yet? You're not alone. Most people are. That's why we at Radiant Clinic have put together a list of questions you need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, our guest this morning, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who writes regularly for WorldNet Daily. We carry several of his books here, The Late Great USA. We think it's an important book, and we recommend it to you. And anyway, of course, as we look and see what's going on, how are we going to get the leadership that will point us in the right direction so we can begin building to try to retake America and get us back on course with limited government and, of course, the opportunity, to have a sovereign nation rather than the globalist policies embraced by the leaders of both political parties?
Well, I think, Darshan, it's going to happen very much like always happens, is that basically you're going to have a crisis occur. You're going to have a fall back before the American people really begin to realize what's going on. That it takes, right now there's great enthusiasm. Everybody says, look, first African-American president, let's all have a celebration, let's go to Grant Park, look, good times are here again, we're going to have no more, economic problems. We're going to solve the banking problems. Foreclosure problems are going to solve. Gasoline prices are going to go down. You know, I mean, I think people better start going and get themselves a few bottles of Advil or aspirin or something, because they're going to need them. Anybody who starts believing that that's going to be the future that we're going to head into, you know, jumping up and down. I'm looking at the kids jumping up and down, 30 years old, 25 years old. These kids don't even remember what, you know, forget about World War II, forget about Korea. They don't remember what Vietnam was about.
Sure.
And the idea that you're just going to have Obama come in and it's going to be, you know, the I'm watching films on the last night on the internet, the Hitler Youth films and all the songs they taught the Hitler Youth, all the great programs that were going to come about, all the wonderful things that were going to happen. And I'm looking at pictures right now today, right at this moment in Fox. They're showing some of the celebrations in going on in Grand Park, and they've got the communist flags. They're waving communist flags. I mean, you know, it's hard. We've got to get back to going back to our schools and try to get our schools where we finally go back and teach about George Washington. We teach about fundamental American values. We teach about, you know, quit teaching all of the idea that we're the imperialist nation that has destroyed the world with our capitalist policies. This is the education we've given to our kids, and this is what we're seeing reflected in votes for Obama. And reality is only around the corner.
Well, I think that the probably one of the best things and the worst things that can happen to America, but in some ways it'll get people looking at the world as it should be, is this economic crisis is going to get far worse. We've just scratched the surface, and the average American thinks maybe we've hit the bottom and things are going to start getting better, but I don't believe so at all. I believe we're just on the brink of a total collapse here of our economy and a very, very severe depression.
Take
something like that to get people to look
it
at
it. It will.
Really
take
important.
A couple simple issues here, Dr. Sand. Look, we've got now foreclosures. I'm taking a look at the banks we've already poured trillions in and the collateralized mortgage obligations that we've sold around the world. My best guess is there's about $3 trillion worth of collateralized mortgage obligations that cannot be valued. It doesn't mean they're all $3 trillion worthless. It means because they've got worthless securities buried in the middle of them, that nobody's going to buy it because you don't know how to put a price on it. Now, if we're going to have the federal government buy $3 trillion worth of worthless collateralized mortgage obligations and try to sort out which ones of them are worth anything, that's going to take us 20 years. And it's going to be very expensive, and it's not going to be any fun at all. In the meantime, the mortgage market continues to collapse. In the meantime, you've got values in mortgage real estate values that are not going up, they're going down, which means that more failures are going to occur. What are we going to do? We're going back to interest rates now at 1%. Why don't we put interest rates at zero? I mean, why don't we pay people to borrow instead of charging them? I mean, it's ridiculous. We've lost sight of fundamental economic principles by going through a Bush-inspired globalism I've got a bookshelf full of books here going back to the 30s that, you know, to preach this thing. Go get a whole bunch of some of my favorites that I like to read when I get really, really bored is this Kenichi Omai, you know, the next global stage, this Japanese guy who influenced Bill Clinton into thinking that, you don't even have to go to Japanese, go to Tom Friedman. Go buy Tom Friedman's new book about how wonderful globalism is going to be and what a great course it's going to set out for the rest of the whole world. Globalism is not a new economics. It's just a new name. You still got to be able to have fundamental economic principles apply, even in a global economy. And if we're going to send all of our good jobs, all of our high-paying jobs overseas and think that this is going to improve fundamentally the U.S. economy, then we're in for some very, very hard years.
Well, you know, one of the few things that Obama said during the campaign I totally agreed with, I don't think he's going to carry this out, but he said, you know, and I'm going to stop rewarding our major companies for moving overseas. I'm going to stop rewarding the major companies for moving overseas. I don't think most people understand. We are rewarding our major companies for moving overseas and taking our jobs away. And every time you take away one major manufacturing job, about six other people lose their jobs as well.
Well, and Obama is not going to stop doing it.
I know.
Obama is now got to worry about reconstituting the investment banking firms who all want to pay him. You know, they all basically, we have got ahead of us not a few months, but a few years of an economic difficulty that is going to make it, that is going to rival the Great Depression. It's going to rival it. And if Obama comes in and thinks he's going to solve the problem by increasing taxes, and inevitably that's going to be the next step.
Well, he said, though, he's going to cut the taxes for 95% of the American people.
Right.
How can you do that with facing a $1 trillion deficit or maybe $2 trillion deficit next year?
Well,
how can you cut taxes? Could it be? Do you think he might have been lying to us, Jerome?
I think he's been lying through his teeth from the beginning. And I think the plan, I wrote about it in the Obama Nation. I said he would move to the center, that Obama would try to move to the center, would try to get a center policy that would sound to the American people as if we were going to have, you know, basic conservative principles of government continue. Obama doesn't mean a word of it. It's all rhetoric. It's all lies. It's all the language that he's learned to say because it gets him votes. I mean, you know, and I'm watching George Bush now and Fox walking back into the White House all by himself. Well, you know, maybe you ought to call up his good friend Vincente Fox. The two of them could go together down in Mexico and review the great old days when this started. The whole idea that you can run a world economy based on global principles that devalue setting up a strong national economy doesn't make any sense. The idea that you can run deficits without limit, that you don't have to worry about a balance of payments problems. I mean, I think we've got a group of economists, including Hank Paulson, who have never read a single book written by Milton Friedman. Not a single one. I'm not even sure they know who Milton Friedman is. You know, we've got a bunch of Keynesians back in place who act as if spending is the solution to everything and deficits are the solution to everything. And it does not work.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You know, Henry Paulson's give about $125 billion to nine banks. So what are they going to do with it? Are they going to buy up other banks? They're going to pay their dividends?
And they're not lending. That's the problem.
That's it. They're not lending.
They're
going to give their bonuses to their, the people who got us into this mess. They're going to pay dividends to their stockholders. They're going to buy up other banks. But what about the people who are losing their homes? And they say, we should maybe put that into the agreement before we gave them all that money.
The function of the bank is to get the money into the economy in order to be able to promote economic activity. The banks today are so scared that they're going to lose money every time they turn around. And what's Obama going to do? Obama's going to come in and say, please, oh, almighty banks, lend some money to someone? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to do it. You know, they're going to look at Obama and say, okay, you know, what's your new big solution? So 6 months of reality with Obama, and he may be wishing he'd applied for a different job.
Yeah, or maybe the people will begin. Of course, if they'd voted for McCain, I don't think it would have made a bit of difference. I certainly don't think McCain was the solution either.
And quite frankly, I'm happy to see, I mean, it seems ironic to say, because I fought so hard to beat Obama. I mean, I went to Kenya. I went to Hawaii. I wrote a book to try to explain to the American people what a fraud that Obama is. I've done everything that I can do to explain to people that this doesn't work. Now, maybe it's time just to experience that it doesn't work. And if people get into it, you know, The kids I'm watching celebrating in Grant Park don't even remember who Jimmy Carter was. Forget about the Vietnam War. They don't remember Jimmy Carter.
Well, of course, what we have to do is reach the people and reach the young people. You know what Ron Paul had done? He actually had a lot of young people, you know, rallying behind him because he said the things that they could understand. We've got to reach those same young people and make them understand what America is about, what freedom is about. And I think we're going to have a wonderful opportunity, far better than if John McCain had won.
I think I'm just going to have to write more books, Dr. Stan. I think I just got the best, you know, I mean, for somebody like me, it's okay. I can see six more books I have to write immediately.
Well, you write those books, we'll get you on the air and do everything we can to help you sell them, because I think your books are so important. And God has given each one of us a calling. He's given you the calling to write books and write articles for WorldNet Daily, do impact across our country, and He's given me a small voice and others, you know, and I know.
We all have our role to play, Dr. Stan. Your program is, I've always been honored to be on your show and will continue to be. You reach a great audience, and you reach an audience of people who are interested in reality. You know, and you have many, many guests who I admire, Bob Chapman, many others who are, you know, looking at these same issues with the same kind of light of reality. Of economic reality. Sure, it'd be great. Let's just all print up all the money we want and hand it to ourselves. I got a great idea. Why doesn't the government buy everybody all of our houses? Just buy us our houses and give them to us. Of course, you know, the money they buy them up with is probably going to be worth a little bit less than the peso. You know, probably couldn't buy bubble gum with the money you'd use to print up the house, you know, to buy all the houses, but it's a good idea.
Well, best way to destroy a nation is to debauch the currency. George Bush did a great job of that. In some ways, today is the beginning of a whole new effort. And in some ways, I'm far more optimistic than I was.
I've got a whole bookshelf here of books about Caesar. This is not a new idea.
No.
Caesar loved to print up money and give it away to the plebs. They loved him. All he'd do whenever he had a problem was he'd print up money and give it away. It took Augustus to say, we just can't continue to print up money and give it away. At Cicero, when Cicero tried to object to it, they killed him.
Sure.
So, I mean, but, you know, these are not new conflicts. It's the problem is that I think if you went into our American universities and asked how many people have actually ever read one book of Livy, you know, forget about reading all of Livy. One book of Livy, one book of any of the Roman or Greek historians, you know, they don't read them anymore. We're reading socialists and communists who are, you know, reinventing a fake history that doesn't work.
We're going to have to let you go, Dr. Dorsey. Thanks very much. God bless you. We'll talk to you shortly.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Always a great pleasure and honor to be with you.
Thanks so much.
Stan Phillips, founder of the Green Earth.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, It is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance stimulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Of course, you can only stay with us for half an hour this morning, so we're going to have open lines, and we'd like to know what you think about what's happened. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. But, of course, the biggest issue was the collapsing economy, which was brought on specifically, in large part, by both political parties. Not the Republicans aren't specifically responsible for it. A lot of this, of course, were the policies put forward going all the way back to the 1970s of demanding that the banks make loans to people who just couldn't afford to repay the loans. Certainly this was expanded during the Clinton years, and where they were threatening the banks with all sorts of reprisals if they didn't make loans to racial minorities who didn't qualify for loans. And, of course, once this got started, it just became a panacea. Get out more loans, you make more money, you put those, you bundle them together, you sell them as bonds, and then, of course, the whole cycle of corruption begins. The bond rating companies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, begins to say that these are AAA bonds simply because they have insurance on them put out by MBA or some of these other countries. Guarantees on the CDOs, and of course they didn't have any money to back it up. And when the collateralized debt obligations, these bonds that had been created, began to collapse, why, of course, of the bond right, the bond insurance companies began to collapse, and this whole cascade of events came down. And of course, the fact that it was Henry Paulson who, going before Congress, you know, back in about 2002 or 2003, demanding that we do not require any sort of reserves for the people who are writing insurance policies on bonds and other securities. And, of course, once this cascade begins, why it continues, and it's the same Henry Paulson, of course, now who's giving hundreds of billions of dollars to his buddies at Goldman Sachs and the other major banks. And what are they doing with the money? Why, they're paying dividends to their stockholders. They're going to pay large bonuses to the executives, you know, because after all, we wouldn't want them to be deprived. But what about lending money to the people who are losing their homes? Oh, well, the banks don't want to lend money. They might lose the money. And in these uncertain times, you can't expect banks to take a chance on losing money, can you? And, of course, we're not doing any of the things that really need to be done. But even more than that, and I think in the back of many people's minds who voted for the Democrats, was the war. And these were wars that were totally contrived. After all, we had to rush into Afghanistan to capture Osama bin Laden, who was responsible for the 9/11 attack. And everybody knows he was responsible because the government said he was responsible, and they wouldn't lie to us, would they? But, of course, Afghanistan was quite willing to send Osama bin Laden out of their country to force him to leave. They were quite willing to turn him over to another country for trial. They were even willing to turn Osama bin Laden over to us. It would just show them the evidence that he was involved. But, you see, we didn't go to war with Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden because we never tried to get him. We would not even allow our special forces to go in to try to get him. We hired Afghans who were loyal to Osama bin Laden to try to capture him, and you know what happened? Why, he escaped into Pakistan. Well, then if we went to war in Afghanistan to catch Osama bin Laden, why didn't we invade Pakistan and catch him? Because we never intended to get him. And anybody who thinks about what this is all about has to realize that this is all fraudulent. We went into Afghanistan because we wanted to control that country, not to stop the production of opium, because we control the country, and we won't spray the opium fields. They're the largest supplier of heroin throughout the world, but who is marketing it? The American Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA is the largest purveyor of opium in the world. If you haven't read the book, we still have used copies of Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Monica Jensen Stevenson, who used to work for 60 Minutes, but when she began to tell the truth, she became an ex-employee of 60 Minutes. Read the book, Monica, by Kiss the Boys Goodbye, the story of the boys we abandoned in Vietnam, and of course, some of them may still be alive, wondering why nobody over here is concerned about them. Maybe wondering why John McCain did everything to be sure that they never would come home. And suppressed the information about that when he headed the special committee, that the Senate committee looking into the men we left behind. But you need to get the book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, because Monica Jensen Stevenson goes into the Central Intelligence Agency and drugs. And, of course, she tells the story about her husband, William Stevenson, one of my favorite authors, who really sort of ridiculed his wife because she thought that the CIA was involved with drugs and drug smuggling. Until one evening, she tells the story of he invited a friend over for MI6. William Stevenson, of course, knows everybody in government. He's sort of like Ambrose Evans Pritchard or some of the others. He has lots of connections. And he, during dinner, he said, you know, my wife, William Stevenson said to the fellow from MI6, you know, my wife thinks the CIA is involved in drugs. And the fellow from MI6 said, well, everybody in the world knows the CIA is involved in drug smuggling. And at that point, William Stevenson suddenly realized his wife was right, and he helped her, he co-authored the book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye. You need to get it. You need to read it. You will then understand why we were in Afghanistan protecting opium production, not trying to destroy it, and why we're not trying, of course, to end the war there. But, of course, we're losing the war. The Taliban's coming back. Now even the British are talking about how we have to negotiate a peace with the Taliban. And, of course, we're losing more and more boys. Of course, both Obama and McCain talk about sending more troops to Afghanistan. We're not going to win the war there. The last person to conquer Afghanistan was Alexander the Great. And since then, other people have tried. The British tried it and failed, and we're going to fail there as well because the people want to be free. They do not want America coming in and trying to bring about a democracy and placing in power a man named Karzai, who worked for Unocal. He worked for an American oil company, and he is simply an American puppet. And both McCain and, I fear, Obama will continue that same no-win policy in Afghanistan where we are fighting the Taliban and we're being financed by the Pakistani intelligence, ISI, which is being funded with your tax money. And until you understand that, we are creating the best enemies money could buy. Nothing makes sense. Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I'd like to know what you feel about what happened yesterday, about Obama winning, about the rout of the Republican Party. They're going to lose control of they're going to lose even more seats in the Senate, even more seats in the House of Representatives. What's this foretell for America? What about Obama's connection with the communist movement? Are we going to install a communist regime in America? Will Khrushchev's prediction come true, we will bury you. Or Chris says, Norman Thomas had said so many years ago, Norman Thomas, the head of the American Socialist Party, who said, you have far more socialism in America today, and this was 20 years ago, than they have in Russia. Why? Because we had the Social Security system. We had Medicare, socialized medicine, where everything was free for the elderly, you know, and for children and for destitute people. All paid for with money we don't have. We'll be right back. Give us a call.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you think about what happened as far as the election is concerned. But we now have an opportunity to reach people that we have never had before. Why? Because things are going to get terrible. Because people are going to lose their jobs, and more people are going to lose their homes and their cars, and they're going to lose hope, and they're going to be looking for answers. And the answer is, of course, we have. And, of course, if you get our information, my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness or our various talks, and begin to understand the spiritual forces that are driving everything that's going on. There's a wonderful article. It appears in the November issue of Newsweek magazine. It's written by Richard Haass, H-A-A-S-S. Now, you may not know Richard Haass, but certainly if you've read my material, you'll remember that back in 1995 or 1996, he wrote an article for the Washington Post where he talked about the coming terrorist attacks on America. How, of course, because of these terrorist attacks that were coming on America, now he's writing in 1995, there are going to be long lines to get into a federal building. There are going to be long waits and delays at the airports. How we're going to have to give up our freedom to fight these wicked terrorists. Of course, he didn't point that we were really funding the terrorists, that we were encouraging this radical Islamic movement through the CIA. We were funding, of course, the terrorist leaders. They were coming to America, and certainly we know that in 1988, the leader of al-Qaeda was here, right here in the United States, a man named Abdul Azam, and of course he was being monitored by the FBI. We have the video footage of him speaking in Oklahoma City at that time, and of course, with the time of the Oklahoma City bombing, why Osama bin Laden's right-hand man, al-Zawahiri, was right there in Oklahoma City when the Oklahoma City bombing occurred back in 1995. But much of this is covered in a video we have called Jihad in America, which was actively suppressed by the CIA and our government. So it was only shown one time on public television, and I don't think it's ever been shown on public television since then, but it is available. It's called Jihad in America. And the FBI was monitoring all of the terrorist activities. They were monitoring the people. The Muslims were up there with their automatic weapons firing at the firing range in upstate New York before this same group, of course, carried out the first attack on the World Trade Center in 1993. Everything they did and all of the Muslim terrorists were being monitored by our government, but they would not let the American people know that. And we have, of course, a report that came out just before the Y2 change in the year 2000 from Louis Free, talking about the terrorist threat in America, and not one word of Islamic terrorists. They spent all the time talking about the danger from Christians. Oh, Christian extremists. And of course, Louis Free, the head of the CIA, knew, pardon me, the FBI, knew exactly what was going on, but they didn't want the American people to know about the Islamic terrorist movement that we were funding and fostering and encouraging, and it thoroughly infiltrated. We had our people there. In fact, it was an FBI agent, an FBI informant working within the Muslim movement who actually had planned the attacks on the American embassy in Kenya and in Tanzania that occurred in 1988, covered in a book called The Triple Cross. Triple Cross. This guy was actually training Osama bin Laden's bodyguards. He was working with Osama bin Laden all the time. He was working as an informant for the Central for the FBI. The book, Triple Cross, it's a fascinating book. You must understand we've thoroughly infiltrated the terrorist movement, just as the British had infiltrated the Irish Republican Army, and the number two man in the Irish Republican Army was blowing up, you know, cars and in London and blowing up buildings in London. The number two man in the IRA that was the source of terror and fear for the people living in London was a British intelligence agent. And the number and the man who was in charge of security for the IRA, who tortured people to death and had them killed, for claiming that they were British agents, himself was a British agent. And if you don't think this sort of thing goes on, you're sadly mistaken. But really, if I could suggest this wonderful article that appears in the November 3rd issue of Newsweek magazine, and you can pull it down on the Internet, or we could send you a copy, called The World That Awaits, written by Richard Haass, who in 1996 was simply working for the Council on Foreign Relations. Today he is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's a member of the elite who rule the world. But this article is advice to Obama, you know, and he starts out, there are only 2.5 months, 76 days to be precise, between Election Day and your inauguration. And you will need every one of those days to get ready for the world you will inherit. This is not the world you've been discussing on the trail these last year or more. Campaigning and governing could hardly be far more different. The former is necessity, done in bold strokes, and to be honest, often approaches caricature. All candidates resist specific priorities or trade-offs lest they forfeit precious support. However, you won, but at a price. Some of the things you said were better off left unsaid, even more important. The campaign did not prepare the public for the hard times to come. And let me repeat that. Here's Richard Haass, who's one of the elite who rule the world, saying this. Even more important, the campaign did not prepare the public for the hard times to come. The article, November 3rd, Newsweek magazine, they know, of course, what's going to happen. They know what's going to happen to the American people as their program to impoverish the middle class is carried out. As they send our jobs overseas, and they will continue sending our jobs and our manufacturing overseas. One of the few manufacturers we have, major manufacturers of right now, is, of course, the aircraft industry, Boeing and Lockheed Martin. And, of course, we're transferring the technology, the wherewithal to communist China. And GE has just signed a deal with the Chinese communists to build about 20 medium-sized aircraft. They will be challenging Boeing very soon. And the Boeing jobs are going to leave. And the automotive jobs are going to leave. And, well, we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at the American Freedom Network.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is a new dawn, this is new opportunity, and with your help out there, we're going to reach more and more people. If they're in a position to help my ministry so we can continue expanding, and we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our newsletter. If you'd like to, of course, join the regular monthly club, a monthly support club, and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month along with the newsletter. This is, of course, the mainstay of what we do and has allowed us to expand to over 60 different outlets. Now we're talking about satellite. We have 24-hour satellite coverage, and you get an inexpensive satellite program and listen to our programs that way. Or certainly you can go to the Internet at RadioLiberty.com and listen to the archive programs of 4 hours a day that were recorded there, or certainly to our MP3 programs or to our blog programs. So you can listen to us to the satellite feed, which it goes 9 hours a day for my programs, and you can hear Joyce Riley there. Or certainly you can watch our DVDs, or you can read our newsletters. They're all free. We want you to get the information. We want you to get it out, but if you can help us to expand our radio ministry, because that's how we're going to reach the people who don't know there's a problem. And once they hear the truth and understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on, it all begins to make sense. Once they understand the secret and semi-secret and covert organizations, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret or semi-secret organizations in this. As has been said, understanding the forces that shape the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. An understanding of the forces that have shaped the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but upon secrets to be discovered. And, of course, if you go to our website and listen to our material or listen to our talks, they're readily available. Why, you begin to understand these secrets. They do not want you to know what energizes this move towards the one world government, which is the major thrust of American foreign policy. They call it globalism. And both Obama and McCain were globalists. So it didn't make a dime's worth of difference between which one got elected. But we're far better off with Obama there, because now there will be a resistance. Otherwise, of course, the Republican Party would have stayed united behind McCain, because, of course, the individual congressmen and senators would have been rewarded by the by McCain. But with Obama, hopefully there's going to be resistance, and what a wonderful opportunity to begin to educate people. Whether McCain or Obama are in there, we are still going to sink into the terrible economic times here in America. So get yourself prepared. If you haven't heard my talk on the financial tsunami, you need to get it, along with the syllabus. You need to get, of course, my talk, my little pamphlets on the history of money and on the financial meltdown. That's the history of money, the financial meltdown, my talk on the financial tsunami, and then, of course, the books. The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is out of print, would be available in about 4 weeks. We can order it now. We'll get it to you when we can. And then, of course, the Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, by Professor Sutton, and Fiat Money and Inflation in France, which tells you what happened in France over 200 years ago when they tried doing exactly what we're doing today. They know it's not going to work. They know it's going to destroy the value of our money and debauch our currency. But, of course, they want to destroy this nation so they can bring about their one-world government. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision, not protection. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back, every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss, or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
The ballots. Yesterday's election gave Democrats an even larger majority in both the House and Senate. A few races still have yet to be decided this morning, but the most recent projections have the Democrats adding about 20 seats in the House and at least 5 Senate seats.